Dredd and Migelski in the studio. Time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in Judy Leach from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
So this morning we're going to talk about what blue zones are, what that's all about. But first, you want to start with a little thank you for people who showed up at the hospital's anniversary celebration this past Sunday.
Indeed. We are so grateful. Sunday was a wonderful day of celebration, 50 years of the hospital being at this location, serving the people of the coast. You know, we're the only hospital between Eureka and San Francisco on the coast, and it is the lifeline of this community. I just want to say thank you for everybody who has been lending their support, and so good on Sunday to see people face-to-face. It was a turnout of about 300 people. Lots of community organizations that were there, the police, the city, Rotary. We had a terrific turnout from, you know, the foundation and the district. It was that day to really celebrate what it means to be together and do so safely. We also offered vaccines that day for anybody that didn't have it, but some great entertainment for the community, delicious food. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it was interesting, Judy. I went there, and like you said, really good turnout, no question about it. And when you went in, you were asked just on the honor code, have you been vaccinated or not? And yes, I have, and I got a little sticker to put on, I am vaccinated. And such a pleasure walking around, seeing the vast majority of people with I am vaccinated as opposed to not vaccinated. And by doing that, masks didn't have to be on and people could communicate a little better, seeing each other face to face.
And it was so good to meet you face to face. So now I've connected a name and a face together. Thanks so much for being there.
Yeah.
And indeed, we continue to make this a priority to get as many people vaccinated as possible. So listeners, thank you for those of you that have stepped up to help protect this community. And if you've not had a chance to receive your vaccination, there are certainly options to do that. Also, I wanted to just give a quick shout out to some work that's happening countywide, but we've got a great deal of that work happening on the coast for Blue Zones. And you might ask, what is the Blue Zones Project? Well, it began as a New York Times bestseller by National Geographic fellow. His name is Dan Buettner, who evolved into a global movement of inspiring people to live longer, more active lives. Blue Zones offers that unique opportunity for you and I, for organizations, individuals, communities to make a permanent change to the environment where we live, to where we work, and this wonderful place that we even get to play. It's really a process of making the healthy choice the easier choice. Part of that is predicated on a process called the Power 9 to live longer, healthier lives by applying some principles. So here on the coast, along with our partners throughout Mendocino County, we're going to soon be launching some Blue Zone projects that is a community-wide approach. And it's looking at schools, grocery stores, restaurants, community policy, work sites, and individuals. How do we help make the healthy choice the easy choice? There's a couple of principles called the Power 9. It's about moving naturally, having purpose in your life, downshifting to reverse disease, that 80% rule that we talk about, eating mindfully, and stopping when you're about 80% full. A plant slant, and man, are we ever lucky to have some great farms along the coast that help us in that journey.
Yes.
Friends at 5, belonging to a place of community, whether that's through a faith organization or something else, and being part of a tribe, surrounding yourself with people who support positive behaviors and support you, and then loved ones first. Always investing time with family. That, by the way, adds another 6 years to your life.
Uh-oh.
So there's a lot of science behind the Power 9, and we look forward to working with our community to help keep this community well.
All right. Well, definitely let us know as each event or whatever we should call it takes place, and we'll get the word out, Judy.
I appreciate you guys so much.
All right, and thanks very much to you for being on this morning's edition of the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.